Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Jeff Bodart plus cruise ship gigs and tattoos. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And Tom, we have a special guest.
That's right. Joining us in the studio, it is comedian Jeff Bodart. Mr. Bodart started his career on this show many years ago.
Quit his job to come on the show.
I did. You quit your job to have a shot at this show.
All right.
I did, yeah. It turned out well.
And well. All right. You're currently out there in the world doing a lot of... You're a free man.
Yeah,
you're
not, I'm a free man.
You're not tied to that evil boss of yours.
No.
You're out there in the cruise ships.
Doing a ton of cruise ships.
Now, are you a single man? Is that correct?
I'm a single man. I got my eye on a lady. Hopefully, she doesn't look that I'm looking at her. But I can keep my eye on a few women.
Do they look back?
No.
Do you have romantic encounters with these ladies on the ships?
Oh no, that's in the contract. We're not allowed to mingle. Oh,
well, that that only makes it dirty.
Yeah. Right.
Now, Pat, you spent a lot of time doing those cruise ships. That's the case on all of them?
Not at all. In Royal Caribbean, you're allowed a little more leeway.
Oh.
That's the one I do, and I would like to know that rule.
But you have to keep 1 foot on the floor, right?
Pretty much.
Wow. When you go into port, can you go into town? And
yeah, you can go into port and meet a lady there.
In every port.
God, yeah.
Now, what are the ones in port charge? How does that work?
You walk in with 100, you are a rich man. right. No, I don't know. I don't mingle around. I do love the ships, though, and I don't want to say the last ship I was on was full of nothing but old people, but whoever was selling oxygen tanks was making a killing.
See, they're old. A lot of old people.
There was one guy so old, he looked at the ocean and said, I remember when this was all farmland.
that's an old man, you see. Now, how many, when you're on one of these cruise ships, how long are you on board? Are you on board for a week?
About a week, 2 weeks, sometimes three.
Wow.
Whoa.
How many shows do you have to do?
Some upwards of two, three a week, maybe.
Oh, that's not
bad. Wow.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of downtime.
What do you do?
I draw a lot. I was gambling, so I gave that up.
Okay. All right.
Wait a minute. So you mean in the long run you were not winning?
No. That's the thing is, I was winning, and I got too used to it.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to win every time.
Yeah.
But turns out you don't win every time.
No, you don't.
No,
you sure don't.
No, but I do a lot of people watching. That's always fun. You're waiting for people at the elevator. I don't know. This is just, I don't know what it is. People don't know how to get on and on off elevators. It's always some old troll of a woman who's like, I just wants to cram her way through, and everybody's trying to get off. And I'm like, I survived the Depression. Well, you know what? Just like the bread lines, you got to wait your turn, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's just people watching is always the best thing. The best place to do that is a pool. That's the best place, you know, because I don't know. People should. I'm all for body positivity, but some people should wear a quilt.
a swimming quilt.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
A little shame is okay. You know, a little shame's fine.
Sure.
You should be a little embarrassed. I see a lot of terrible tattoos, a lot of calf tattoos. But I saw a guy out there in his 60s out there in the pool. Fine. You know, bald, fine, ponytail, hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
He had a nipple ring, and I was like, oh, I wonder what kind of cars he sells. But I thought maybe if I pulled that nipple ring, there'd be a string attached, and he would say something fun. You know, like, there's a snake in my boot, something. I don't know. But turns out there was no string attached, but he did say something. And turns out he's German. And you have been cursed at until you've been cursed at in German. Son of a... And I'm like, oh, calm down there, Adolf. But and you don't have to be offended because that name died out a long time ago in Argentina. But it's just... people are just, ridiculous out there. You know, I like to tell people... By the way, I was told by a cruise director not too long ago, could you stop making fun of the kids so much? And I was like, well, they deserve it. Because I would usually open the show and I go, you know, this is a family-friendly comedy show, clean comedy because kids ruin everything. And usually I look at a kid in the crowd and I go, this is your fault. And I was talking to one kid one day and on a show and I go, hey, how you doing? What are these your parents? And then he said yes. And then I heard this other voice. Yes, those are our parents. And I go, ugh. I look over and I go, what's your name, Mally? And she told me Winter, and I go, okay. And she's about 14.
Mm-hmm.
Winter, and I go, oh, that's nice. What month were you born? And she goes, September. And I go, they didn't have the forethought to name you. I don't know, autumn, maybe fall. I don't know. What's your middle name? She goes, Rose. And I go, oh, Winter Rose. Winter. I go, it's nice, but it sounds like a dollar store perfume. And it turns out that is maybe too mean. So,
But it does. You're absolutely right. Our guest is comedian Jeff Bodart. And we'll talk to Jeff, see what's going on in his life. Remaining single. And hold your arm up again, please. Other one. Are those tattoos?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got a new tattoo.
Show him. Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, dear.
I got.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, it's the upper arm. Is that Elvis?
Yeah, that's Elvis right there. I got touched up recently. Add a little blue. That one's new to you guys right there.
I can't see it. You're too far away.
Is another that Elvis? No, it's another Elvis.
That's another Elvis.
Oh, okay.
Another Elvis. And then I got another TCB.
TCB with the lightning bolt.
Oh, the Elvis taking care of business.
Wow.
Oh, okay. What's the other arm? What do you got over that other arm?
The other arm, I got try harder.
Try harder.
You know?
Just the words try harder.
Yeah, just a little reminder. Hey, try harder.
Is that anybody's handwriting? Is that specific? Yeah.
No, I just used an app on my phone.
Okay.
What's on your wrist there?
And then I got, a little anchor, you know, because hope anchors the soul.
Oh,
all right.
Oh.
All right. And then I got.
Is that a phrase I should know?
No, I don't know.
I never heard it before.
I don't know.
It's nice.
Sorry. No, I can't see you knowing any positive thoughts. You know, doomsday is coming.
I thought maybe that was for your cruise ships, the anchor. And then
that's what I
got. Yeah. I got it before the cruise
ship. Dean and Jerry on this.
Oh, I got Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis over there, which I think I might get another. I found a Dean drawing that I like.
So. Oh.
And then do you have any elsewhere?
No, I mean, I got that.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. What's that thing?
It's a magic wand. And then I got this right here. It's from the Deathly Hallows from Harry Potter.
Oh.
And then that one is where a woman pissed me off. So that one says I make my own future. And Oskay says that looks like I make my own furniture.
Well, you know what? You know what? Oskay's a troublemaker.
Yeah, he is a troublemaker.
He's not wrong.
That'd be a great tattoo.
I make my own furniture.
Are you still making the wands?
No, I don't have time. I'm too busy. I'm on the water too much.
You can't make wands in the boat?
You only have two shows a week. You've got lots of time.
Seems like you'd have a lot of time to make wands.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, nobody wants to walk into a room that's full of just sanding, you know, just a lot of sawdust.
You made the famous Turbo.
Tarbo
wands. No, I bought a couple.
Yeah, you did. Your daughters love those wands.
I bought them. Yeah. The Tarbo wand.
I even have people still waiting for them. It's like, well, I don't have time.
But how do you not? I mean, I would think.
Like, didn't they take a wand and turn a goldfish into a cat? Is that right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
How would you not be in a boat like that for 3 weeks and not just jump off? I wouldn't you?
Well, there's just a lot of food.
Are you allowed to do a lot of things? Are you allowed to go to the gym and the pool and all that?
Oh, okay. I walk by the gym a lot.
That's good.
Don't you have Wi-Fi and everything?
Oh, we got Wi-Fi. Sometimes it works and everything. It's great. You buy the internet package, and I actually signed up for the intermittent package. Started a movie on night one, and I think by the time I got home, it was ready to watch. So it was all buffered up.
I guess it'd be good if you could read a lot, I guess, on the cruise ship.
I don't like to read. That's too much work. That's a lot of words. That is. I recently bought a new house, and I got to tell you, my realtor sent me all these papers. And I go, I don't know, man. That's a lot of words. I don't know if I'm going to read all this. So I just signed it, and I'm like, I don't know what that means. So I fall asleep. I fall asleep when I read. Mm-hmm. So. But yeah, I can do everything on the ships I want. So,
okay. Well, I didn't know if you had to be, in the crew area. You weren't allowed up on the main decks or anything.
Yeah, I can go anywhere I want, and I'm even allowed to go in the crew area sometimes.
Oh, nice.
They call the little general store that the crew go, like the slop house or slop something. I can't remember what it's called, but you go in there and get, sort of grocery items or something.
Oh, there you go.
Do you get to eat with the passengers?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Christy just got back from an endless buffet, right?
Well, this particular cruise only had a buffet at breakfast and lunch, and then dinner was seated. Nice.
Okay. So do you sit with passengers? Do they know who you are since they saw the show?
Yeah, sometimes you're forced to sit with them because if you go to the main dining, they sit you at a community table.
Mm. Oh,
it's a comedian.
And how does that go?
Yeah, it's a lot of me going. All right.
In-person heckling, right?
Yeah.
Do you give them advice on, we're going to whatever, Cancun, I'd recommend this?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. I go...
Are you becoming an expert on all these Caribbean ports?
I am. I go, hey, there's go to St. Martin. There's a guy, if you like cigars, there's a guy there. If you want to buy some cigars at St. Martin.
How about the reefer? Do you have any of the places?
You get offered a lot of green. They call, you want some green? I'm like, no, I'm good. Okay. I don't... I know some people that you smell it on the pool decks quite a bit.
Mm. It's legal on some of them?
No, it's not.
Oh,
and,
okay.
But people, I don't know how they get it on. I don't know how they get it. It's in vapes and stuff. Yeah. So, but I just love people watching, and that's the best thing, because there was towards the end of the cruise, there was a guy walking around with a poncho. I'm like, well, that's a guy who clearly ran out of clean clothes to wear. Nobody wants to wear a poncho.
No.
They have to wear a poncho. Right? That's a guy who didn't want to admit was his wife was right when packing. Right? Because women pack for what ifs. Women,
yeah.
I know that's a generalization. Right. I'm sorry, but women pack for what if we go somewhere nice? Or what if I get something on my top? Or what if I pee my pants? I've got three kids. There's a lot of that.
And men, all true.
Yeah. Men pack for what nows? You'll never surprise a guy. With a destination. What, now? No, I'll just wear this. This is fine. it's always the same. Oh, no, that's fine. And when women pack, I've learned that women pack, they get to the top of the suitcase, and they think, I have another suitcase in the closet. And when guys pack, they get to the top of the suitcase, I'm done. I don't have anything. I don't have any room.
Yeah.
I mean, if it were up to guys, I think we would just pack a pillowcase. And tie it to the end of a stick and walk around with a bindle through the airport. Oh, look at that. That hobo can afford a flight. That's fantastic.
We're talking with Jeff Bodart. Thank you very much,
Jeff. On any of these cruise ships, have you ever dined with the captain?
No, but I had a joke about the captain because I got to tell you, they're kind of annoying.
Oh, really?
Because they come on during the day. Like, we're going to 25 knots. who cares? Nobody. We can look up the weather. But then one night, there was 3 a.m, and they had an alpha, which means somebody was medical problem.
Oh, okay.
They were flying somebody off of the ship.
Oh, wow. And, whoa.
Like 3 a.m, I was up naturally. But they go, I know... I just want to let you know, I'm sorry to wake you up, but there will be a helicopter landing, and please do... I know how you people like to take pictures, so do not take pictures of the... Now they're going to take pictures of the helicopter.
Sure.
You put it in their head. You know? It's like, and it just kept going on and on, and I was going to talk about that on the show the next day, and the cruise director's like, I wouldn't do that. He's going to be here.
Oh!
I was like, all right, fine.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
so. Do you have a? Did you get a good picture of the helicopter land?
I couldn't find it.
Okay. Right now we have to get back to the sports page. That's not just any sports desk, Jeff Bodart. That is the Dude Wipes sports desk. Featuring Chick McGee.
An artist in China has set the Guinness World Record for the longest strip of paper cut from one sheet of paper.
This is amazing.
Oh, man.
Amazing?
Josh, it's the guy takes like an 8x10
yes.
of paper. There's regular office size.
8.5x11
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, whatever.
Yeah.
And then a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
And without breaking the paper, cuts it into a piece of paper to like a little thing the length of a football field.
What?
Oh, I wonder how the hell he did that.
Pei Hozheng. Yeah. Cut an 8.5x11 sheet of paper into a single strip that measured 354 feet 9 inches long.
Whoa.
Earning him the title.
All right.
The strip he created was just 0.5 millimeters wide and ultimately became an art piece.
0.5.
He titled it, Josh, you'll like this, Between Chaos and Order.
Well, that's just stupid, but.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, right, man.
There. Yeah, there it is.
So it looks like someone it's gone through a shredder.
Mm-hmm. Looks like somebody's hair.
But it's one piece of paper.
It looks like white hair that's been put into the shape of a brain,
mm-hmm.
a profile of a brain.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like pubic hair.
It kind of does, yeah. Tom, does that look familiar to you at all?
Is that what your pubic hair looks like, Tom?
No, mine is thicker.
Is that right?
Oh, that is wispy.
Hmm.
That would be very old pubic hair.
Just an awful waste of time.
You were well into adulthood before you got pubic hair, though, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. That's why he saves all of them.
Uh-huh.
I might regret asking this question, but is there blonde pubic hair?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've seen it on women. I have not.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say I've not seen it on guys.
No. You're among friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's blonde.
I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Red. Ginger. You have blonde pubic hair?
At one time. It got darker as I got older, but yes.
Oh, there you go.
How did that happen?
I think when you have babies, Pat, things change hormonally in your body.
I think my eyebrows are the same color as my pubic hair.
That might be. Probably.
I think that's the deal.
Okay.
I don't have gray pubic hair. I keep waiting, but it hasn't.
It'll make you once again have a very distinguished penis.
You will know.
Just gray in the sides.
If it happens, I will tell you.
Part in
the middle on the side.
Is that true for everybody? Your eyebrows match your.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Now, Pat, you have very dark eyebrows.
Yeah, I have dark pubes too. Yeah.
There you go. See.
Oh, can you bring some in tomorrow?
I have them with you right now.
Okay.
A pair of brothers.
I'm not done with this longest strip of paper.
Okay.
Because we all hated it.
We
were moving on.
We wanted to.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.